You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, well, we're going to call an audible, I guess. So here's what we're going to do. Candidly, I'm overwhelmed at the reaction to Lions stuff today. We thought there'd be a little more balance with the Tigers' miracle run ending, Scott Harris talking, and some of the things he said, but you guys, it's all Hutchinson all the time. So respect. We'll save the deep dive into the Tigers until tomorrow. But can I, at some point this hour, just play the one highly objectionable thing I heard Scott Harris say?
Absolutely.
Just later in the hour. Yeah. Just a little hors d'oeuvre. And I'll save the big presentation for tomorrow. But I think we're all on the same team. We all want to win and win big. I just think we have distinctly different ideas on how to get there. But we'll get there. David, ticket text to start the hour, then straight to the phones. What do you got?
We will have a special float for Hutch as he rolls down Woodward. We'll be just fine. We'll still win the Super Bowl. My gosh. Totally agree with Mike and think Brad Holmes is probably on the same path. This is the Super Bowl window. Go get Garrett now. Win it all. Mark in his car.
I do laugh, though. Like, I heard it on the morning show and I heard it on the midday show, and callers calling in, they're like, well, you keep saying this is a finite window. We're going to be good forever. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just like, I'm getting too old for this. The sport is literally designed to destroy you. Like, oh, you're happy? F you. Like, that's how the sport is designed.
Yeah. Season changes just like that.
No, I'm saying the rules, yeah. The cap, the punitive measure. Like, we're here now.
Or just, as we were saying, or just even injuries. Yeah, it is not for the long term. That's why you get an opportunity, take the opportunity.
And if no one's available, if everybody, if you call up, okay, get the Max Crosby thing out of the way. If you do my suggestion and you call Cleveland, who's half an idiot, and you try for Myles Garrett, if you go around the league and no one's willing to trade with you at all, I will not be angry. I will be sad. But my anger will come if we don't see the reports from the Glazers and the Schefters and the Rappaports that the Lions made a phone call. You know my rule on this, guys. Well, how do you know they didn't? Because it wasn't reported. NFL GMs can't take a dump without it being reported. All right? Like, come on, guys. Say 1993. You make inquiries about Myles Garrett, it's going to old Shefty's phone. So show me. Yeah. It's the same thing we talked about last year with the Tigers. Oh, how do you know they didn't try for these guys? Because they didn't. That's how.
This problem would have been solved if they went and got Matthew Judon like I wanted, who didn't even sign an extension with Atlanta. They missed the opportunity.
Look, you can, all right, I don't want to be unfair, but I mean, we talked about this last trade deadline as a need. They didn't do that. They opted for Marcus Davenport, an oft-injured player who is, cutscene, dead. Out for the year.
Injured, yes.
No, I'm saying professionally, yes, of no use to me. Has one arm. Like, yeah, it Davenport and Hutchinson together is the conversation. That's why I got to make a move. And I've given you the Myles Garrett thing, and I've given you about seven angles to why. And why I don't think it's hot take radio, and why I don't think it's fake or fantasy.
Not a big fan of Aku.
The who?
Aku. The D-lineman.
Who? Maybe he'll be your version of Bo Brisky. I don't know. Go ahead.
Would rather see the Lions go after somebody who's a little bit more cheaper in Za'Darius Smith in Cleveland or Harold Landry, but the point still stands. They have to get someone.
But see, here's the thing. You don't have to go cheap. You can go out there because you feel like you're in your Super Bowl window. Be bold. I mean, the Eagles did it.
No, no, it's Safety City, brother.
The Niners did it.
Oh, you got to be nice and safe.
Why not you? I mean, but seriously.
Because this town doesn't think enough of itself. They want to pretend that they do and do this whole Detroit versus everybody thing. The reality is they're scared of their own shadow. Every fan base in this town makes excuses for billionaire owners and for GMs who, by my watch, have won nothing. And they defend them and they deflect and they rationalize. Oh, you're Satan because you want what? To win? Because I think enough of the Lions or enough of the Tigers or enough of the Red Wings, because I do believe we are one of the America's great sports cities. And we are not a small market, okay? We're not some rat bleep town like St. Louis. We're not Oakland. We're not Sacramento. This is one of the five best sports markets in the land and basically a top 10 city. Come on. Act like it.
Mike, I'm with you.
No, I'm saying, like, people here have been conditioned, though, Rico. That's the problem. Yeah. Now, that I do blame you for.
I thought it was college sports.
People here have been conditioned by basically a shill media. Like, no owners here, no GMs here ever get held to standard. It takes an act of God for someone to put something in a newspaper saying, fire that man. I mean, come on. I don't want this place to be New York or Philly, but I'd like it to have a little bit more of an edge.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this, and if it costs you a first-round selection this year, let's face it, it's a glorified second-round pick.
Right. I believe you're picking 25 to 32 each of the next 2 years. Go see what two first-round picks get you. If it gets you Max Crosby, beautiful. If it gets you Myles Garrett, great. If it doesn't get you either, you tried.
And just for the people in the back, because I got a feeling this is going to come back up again. This is kind of like the Scooble thing or the Scooball thing.
Scooball.
If you don't, you're not offering two first-round picks for any and everybody. Correct. It's a select few people, okay? Not everybody's like, you guys were ready to offer two first-round picks for Johnny Bravo. No, we weren't, okay? There's only Myles Garrett, yes. Crosby, yes. Anybody else, I don't see it happening.
It's the same thing when I said, look, I'm not against trading Scooble, but I'm not for it. You gotta make me an offer that on the phone, it's got to be like the movie Moneyball. I patch in my owner for 6 seconds, yeah, and I'm like, bro, we got to do this.
Yeah.
It's the other end is if we were doing radio in Vegas or we were doing radio in Cleveland, I'm saying you want this player.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be wowed. Mm-hmm. No one is saying it's cheap.
Right.
But what I'm looking at is Myles Garrett would be a part of my core. Max Crosby would be a part of my core.
You have to make the offer that all of a sudden the person says, hey, you know, can I call you right back? Because that means
Dombrowski's online too. And I need some soda for my machine.
So, yeah.
But what we're selling you is going for it all, both now and later. I mean, how exactly would you scheme up a defensive line that featured Myles Garrett, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, Aiden Hutchinson? I'll hang up and listen. I love the show.
Probably a lot of time at Greater Life. A lot of prayer.
But you get my point.
Yeah. And on top of that, you got one of the best offensive lines.
So that seems like a success moving forward. Now, again, you have to do digging into each guy. I mean, if somebody's an unholy bleep hole, no, you don't bring him into your room. But I've never heard that about Max Crosby or Myles Garrett.
But see, I think the team is strong enough that maybe you could absorb somebody who's not that perfect player. Because let's face it, person's probably, worst case, they'll be here short term. You just need them to win now. I don't need you to hang out. I don't need you to go to barbecues. I don't need you to do Secret Santa with the rest of the team. I just need you to help me win.
Rico just wants to put the money on the nightstand, is what it sounds like.
Just win. You don't care. Yeah. Let's put it in the system.
All right. We'll get, I want to get to Johnny real quick, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
hey.
Johnny.
Let me tell you something. Before the game yesterday, I was thinking about Myles Garrett, because that's what real teams do when they want to just go all in. And the fact that Hutchinson goes down, we got to make a move. Why not even think about Aaron Donald? Why not? Like, we got to get as creative as possible. He's retired. You know, that's the possibility. We can change the way we do our defensive line. Pull in Garrett. You might even attract somebody else, because now that everyone's saying, well, these guys are real. They were already real. They've been real. And you make a move. But to think that we could stay pat, yeah, I think we could have a good season. Maybe even get to the Super Bowl. Maybe. But you look at Patrick Mahomes when he lost his offensive line. Tom Brady when he didn't have the same line the year that they were making their runs. You can't just win it all unless you have the key pieces. And Hutch, 1,000,000% was a key piece.
You know what, Johnny? Good call. Because, yeah, I remember when the Chiefs didn't have that offensive line, and my goodness, every snap of the Super Bowl, it seemed like the Bucs were in the backfield. Yeah, I remember
that. No, and Johnny, I'm not going to get hung up on the particulars. I think your mindset, I totally agree with. You got to get creative. You got to get aggressive. I get tired of being safety city. Oh, we'll do it next year. Oh, you don't understand the plan. We're trying to be good for a long time. I mean, I hear stuff all the time. I mean, obviously, you do this every day. I just hear stuff and I go, okay, sure, you got it all figured out. I mean, Johnny, you get to a point you don't want to argue with people anymore. It's like, I'll tell you what, do you remember the last championship you won? No? Then why don't we try it a different way?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And, like, I mean, do you think, I mean, you could rip me apart. I mean, do you think Donald is a possibility? He kind of...
I'm not going to rip you apart. Johnny,
he's
listen.
He's hanging around.
I'm not upset by just about anything you say. Would I do it? No. Do I believe it's reasonable?
Okay.
No. Is it impossible? Nothing. No, I'm saying, Johnny, nothing's impossible.
Johnny, I don't think it's impossible, but I mean, he's come out, his wife, like, he's just, I'm done.
Yeah.
Stop asking me. I am not coming back to football.
He had a 10-year career. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, MVP caliber guy, one of the great defensive linemen of my lifetime.
He can still walk around and enjoy life. So, yeah, I think that one may be a pipe dream.
And again, it doesn't service the biggest need, which is a pure edge. Not to get technical. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, 97.1, good to have you with us. We will get right back to the people here talking about the Lions. And look, don't get hung up in names. Don't get hung up in ideas. It's more Hutchinson's done for the year, and I don't think you're winning the Super Bowl without him. And if you add to it that Marcus Davenport is out as well, I think you are in really, really tough shape. You're in a brutally difficult division, elite quarterback play. You got this is a division three teams could make the playoffs, and you've just lost a guy who was looking like he was developing into a defensive player of the year. They need to make a move. Now, we've had some fun. I mean, I'm not banning any names like other shows have done. You want to say Max Crosby? Say it. You make a phone call. I brought up Myles Garrett. You don't like it for whatever particular reason? Great. What's your idea? What I'm not going to do is go sign some sack of potatoes who's 32 years old and a backup for some, you know, dirtbag team and act like that's an improvement. No. I got to replace my version of TJ Watt, my version of pick a guy.
Yeah. Well, see, I said Hassan Reddick. You go and see what can happen. I think that
you love this guy.
No, I don't. I think it's just a good fit because the timing is right. Because
he just fired his agent. You see that?
Yeah, well, he just hired, I think, with Drew Rosenhaus. So he just hired somebody. I think the timing is right for just a parting of ways. You could be the third party. You come in there, and I think that the Lions locker room can absorb him, and it'll work. At least sign him for a 2-year deal and see what happens.
Correction, Mike. His agents fired him.
Oh, that's true.
Even better. Yeah. Always a good sign of a very balanced individual. Yeah. Think when about your representation that. Fires you.
Your agent is probably your biggest yes man. And when they're like, you know what? I could just see the lunch now. I can't do this.
Look. My whole point is, do you agree you're not winning the Super Bowl without Aiden? Do you agree Brad has to break character and they've got to take a swing before the trade deadline Tuesday, like, what is it, November 4th or 5th? That's really all I want to get consensus on. Because staying the course, I don't feel like that's tenable.
No.
Who the hell am I? Go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hi. Boy, Myles Garrett was brought up last night by somebody who was from the Cleveland area who said just the same thing. The situation's tough, and it might be a chance to make that move. And your point, Mike, you've said this so long. You don't get an infinite window. You could have a nice Super Bowl window. The next thing you know, your best defensive player, you know, gets his leg hit by one of his teammates. And now, all of a sudden, our Super Bowl windows shrink a lot. And I have a name. Maybe, you know, I may be off base, but I haven't heard this name yet. But thinking of Dallas, what about Micah Parsons? He seems to not be too happy where he's at. Is he even a remote possibility, either locker room or team-wise, either of you?
No, I mean, I think I've made the statement a couple times on the show. It wouldn't shock me if he was traded this offseason. He's a handful to deal with behind the scenes, but I don't think Dallas is going to make that move in season, no.
Especially after what you just did to them.
Whoops.
Jeff, it makes sense, but it doesn't because Jerry Jones is, if one thing, he's arrogant, no. They're not going to come in here, ruin my birthday, and then I'm going to hand them my best defensive player. No. But I like what you're thinking.
All right, good talk. 248-539-9797. We'll go to Robert, 97.1. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Everything you said is spot on. Because let me just say this. Brad Holmes has got to switch the course. I understand they want to go. They had their little angles and how they do what they do, how they do business. But this is an extenuating circumstance where you have got to change the course of the franchise and go out and get Myles Garrett and take advantage of the handicap. Make it make sense.
Well, and it's just, Robert, it's just an idea. It's just a name. I'm not screaming and yelling about it. It's just more, I can't sit here and tell my audience everything's going to be just fine or we'll blitz more. Hell, I heard a guy call a morning show on to turn Brian Branch into a pass rusher every down. I'm like, what planet are we in? You just lost one of the best defensive ends in football. I got to replace him if I plan on winning a Super Bowl.
No, and I think what has to happen, Robert, is a lot of fans got to look past you. You destroyed the Cowboys, but the Cowboys are ready to be destroyed, okay? You just gave them that final push.
It was very personal yesterday on what they did to them. The only thing that really went wrong was Hutch got injured. I mean, when you're talking about throwing passes to Skipper and flea flickers and laterals, oh, come on, man. That was a very personal beatdown. And all they needed was Bozo's face on them.
Right. And Robert,
turned him into a clown show.
Robert, you weren't even doing it early in the game when you needed it. You were doing it when you were up by 3-4 touchdowns. You lined up Dan Skipper at wide receiver. Not saying he's eligible. He's
doing it.
Right. No, but I'm saying he didn't. It was one play. He was just out there at receiver, and the corner was like, "Are y'all seriously embarrassing us like that?" Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because it was personal. It was very, very personal of what they did to them yesterday. Like I said, the only bad thing was Hutch got injured. It was very personal.
Yeah, as I said, the Lions showed the NFL, yes, you can hold an open scrimmage on prime time and have Tom Brady basically be the commentator for it, because that's what I saw.
Oh, get Brady off of television. He's so bad. And by the way, I want to see what happens now. How are you going to be a commentator who has a 10% stake in the Vegas Raiders and you legally cannot critique officials? Then what is your value? You cannot knock officials as an owner of an NFL football team. So then how's he in the booth?
It tells me probably a one and done. Like after this season, he's going
to be done. Offered him $350 million. Here's what should have happened if the NFL had any scruples, which they don't. They never should have accepted his bid. No, Tom, you're on TV. You're knocking us left and right over here. No, pick a lane.
Maybe they want their own version of Gus and Joel. So there you have it.
Or 248-539-9797.
What? No. But see, it's different. He went to the school. So I don't know that.
You work there, you work here. I mean, what are we doing? You got to be able to drop a bomb on them. They blow. What are you going to do?
You know what? In all fairness, Mike, have you heard Jansen this year?
You know what I care about more? I care more about last year.
Okay. You know what? You win. Because I was about to say, John Jansen this year is not sugarcoating anything.
Oh, John's furious. He's furious.
He's just like, we're not going to win. But you're right. Last year,
no advantage. What's your experience? I'm like, John, come on. I mean, what are we doing now?
He's changed.
Right.
He's changed. And if he could change, and if you could change.
Right, we can change. And I just want to state for the record, I ain't dying on a hill of any one player here. But I'm trying to give you an idea. And again, you want to be like, well, Myles Garrett says he's playing through pain. I know he is.
No, he's
playing through foot pain, right? How about this? You can go to three different websites and look at three different contract mock-ups for Myles Garrett. There are three different dead cap hits. You know what? Figure it out. Mm-hmm. You can go, well, how can you say that? Easy. Because I see players with untradeable deals get traded all the time. I don't know what to tell you.
It really boils down to, do you want to be a Super Bowl contending team or a playoff team? Right now, you got downgraded to a playoff team, which means you need a lot of luck and a lot of breaks to get there. You could be a cute team that maybe wins a game or two. You could be the Texans from last year. You could be the Packers from last year. But guess what? They only made it past one weekend and then they lost. Or you can go out there, you make the move, and you're hoisting the Lombardi Trophy in New Orleans.
I like the sound of that.
But you got to make the move. You can't just, well, we're okay, but what we have, are you?
You do get to a place where where do draft picks even play on this team? When you really start to look at it. Now, I'm not telling you to go full Les Snead, but if we're talking about a legitimate attempt at replacing Hutch or replacing as much of his production as we can, are we really going to miss the player you could have taken? Where will they play? You're loaded in the secondary. That's done, right? You just use the first-round pick on a linebacker, and you got some depth there. Mm-hmm. We're trying to fix the D-line, so don't hit me that a rookie is going to do what, whether it is a Crosby, a Hendrickson, a whatever. Offensive line, where's a rookie playing up there? You playing a rookie in the backfield? You just paid David Montgomery. You got Jahmyr Gibbs. You going to play? Oh, quarterback? We're set. All right, wide receiver. Well, I got Amon-Ra. I got J-Mo. I got Laporta. Now, if you want to tell me that you're going to sweat a first-round draft pick on a rookie who'd be no better than the fourth or fifth receiving option on this team, then we're just not looking at it the same way.
No, I could see that, Mike. If you're drafting, like, pick 28, 29, you take a wide receiver, you're not asking him to come out and be the man. You're saying, you're my depth piece, you're right. My third guy.
Would I rather have Trey Hendrickson or that player? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's really no room at the inn for more young players. And that's a credit to Brad Holmes. Yeah. It's time to win.
Especially if your wide receiver gets shot.
Ricky Pearsall, everybody. 5 minutes out of a 4-hour show. I'm not going to freak out about much of anything Scott Harris said. Now, I'm also not going to fight with you guys. I don't know what the hell happened last year. I'm not interested. I don't know how guys like Cookies and Rieger got vilified for wanting Matt Chapman. Hell, by people in this building. I don't care. It's a weird, toxic thing. I like winning. And I do believe you have to spend in baseball to win. Now, I have facts on my side with that. I can deliver those to you, but we'll do that tomorrow. The point is, I'm going to let Scott Harris play this thing out. He'll show us what he's thinking. Because if they don't bring in a big right-handed bat, if they don't bring in a big-time number two arm to go with Skubal, to take the pressure. Look, Job is not going to pitch a ton of innings next year. Hate to break it to you guys. He ain't throwing 180 innings. So we're going to have to see it. But there was one thing I think I have every right to be upset about. Every right. And it has to do with Harvey. Take a listen to this. And before you go, what was he supposed to say? I can give you a million things you could say instead of what he did say. Here's Scott Harris's plan for Javi Baez.
As far as Javi, there's a role for him on this team. I just talked about needing a right-handed bat to balance out our infield that is increasingly left-handed right now. Like, Javi's right-handed, and he has performed as well as, you know, any shortstop in the game at periods in his career. One of the things that we talked about a lot this summer was he was struggling to rotate. He was feeling restricted. We think a lot of that has to do with his hips. So him undergoing the procedure and coming out of the procedure positively is a good sign for us. He's got to get a lot better this offseason to demonstrate that he can make our infield better. But there's no reason to suggest that he won't have a role on this team if he comes out of the surgery feeling like he can rotate the way he used to when he was performing among the best players in the game. And he certainly fits the framework of our infield right now.
You can't be serious. You have to go back to 2016 for a full year or a 2-month stretch in 19. What world am I in? All Trey Sweeney did was come in and basically reverse Javi's negative WAR quotient and negative 8 defensive runs saved. And by just not being complete garbage, Trey Sweeney was a 1.1 WAR player in a limited run. And I don't even think Trey Sweeney's an everyday player on a high-level team. However, I'm much more willing to let a young man grow. Javi Baez will be with us in spring training, and he has a role with this team in 2025. Tell you what, if you're serious about Javi Baez, I don't need to be serious about you. That's insane. This team got better the minute they exiled this dude like Napoleon to the Isle of Corsica.
Wow. Wow.
Get out. Reference. Get out. You can't sell me, Harvey. Harvey flies in the face of everything this team wants to do. Attack the strike zone, grind, good at bats, discipline. This dude sucks defensively. He's trash. He's not a good baseball player no more. He had the worst OPS in the history of the sport this year. And I got to hear about how he's got B. Arthur's hip. Get out.
Doesn't make sense.
Cut the check.
Right.
Get out.
Why are you bringing him back? He said, Sweeney was good just because he wasn't Javi. And yeah, I'm with you, man. I said it. The second you told him, go get yourself healed up, go take a vacation, team started winning. And at first it was like, oh, they're not winning because he's not there. But then you start wondering, yeah, maybe they are winning because he's not there. Young guys went out there, played more relaxed. Sweeney probably going to do some more time in the minors. But yeah, you can't bring him back because why? Because you're paying him, man, it's no salary cap. Write the check. It ain't my money.
I'm not freaking out. We're just talking. No, you got months to prove that statement wrong. That's fine. If you're serious about winning the AL Central and you're serious about becoming a World Series team, a couple of things have to happen. One of which is actual expenditure. And the other is this man cannot be here. That's it. So we'll see. I'm not freaking out. But if he's here, that's a very unserious approach because he flies in the face of everything you want. Javi will never change. He will never change.
Also, if he's here, Mike, unfortunately, I got a feeling that it means that you're not going to go out there. Javi will be that extra bat. Trust me, we'll fix him. You'll hear this statement. He's in the best shape of his life.
Oh, the old Miggy routine. Mm-hmm. Miggy would come in weighing 309. They tell you he's in the best shape of his life.
Javi is knocking the cover off the ball. He's in the best shape. Trust me, it's going to be a different Javi.
Scott Harris is way too smart of a baseball man to believe what he said there about Javi Baez. Please. He got stuck with Javi. That's not his decision. He got stuck with him. Now, hip rotation ain't got nothing to do with swinging at sliders that are 4 feet outside of the zone. I will wait and see. But my initial thought is, here's what I could have said. Guys, I understand you got questions about Javi. Part of our offseason discussion. All I'll tell you is I'm going to do what's best for the Detroit Baseball Tigers. Next question. You don't need to talk about spring training, about a role, about hips, you didn't need to do it, but I'll wait. I don't want to be accused of being emotional.
I wish, very, very so, I wish I can be patient like you two. I really wish I could on this. But the problem I have with it is, on one end, during the update, he says, I can't speak about an individual player when it comes to extending Tarik Skubal. Well, he's your player. You can talk about him. But then on the other end, you can talk about how, yeah, he has a role. Javi Baez has a role on this team, which means you're saying exactly what you believe. You're saying exactly what you know is going to happen this offseason is that Javi's here to stay. And as a fan, I tried to be patient and allow time after they lost and say, I'll talk about the offseason later. We got the meetings coming up November, December. All that stuff will happen when it happens. But after 48 hours, I cannot sit here and be quiet about it anymore. This offseason is going to be a disaster. This is what I believe, and this starts it. Javi Baez is going to be a part and have a role on this team. That is David, an absolute joke to me as a fan.
But, David, I can't label the offseason before it's begun.
I know.
That's not fair.
That's why I said I can't be patient like you are.
If we don't come out of this offseason with an Alex Bregman at third, or if we don't even try in the Alonso sweepstakes or Christian Walker or all of these prospects you're coveting, we don't swing a bold trade. Like, look, I got to let some of this happen. I can't go nuts. I know how I want to do things. It's clearly different than how they want to do things. I don't have to like the way they do it because I can just tell you, if you don't have a top half of the league payroll, you're never winning the World Series. You want to know how I know it? Facts. And I'll present them tomorrow. It's just facts, man. And it's 30 years of data. There's one example, one outlier in 30 years of baseball. I'm going to go with the other 29. We'll do it tomorrow. I'm not going to go crazy about it, though. Harris is smart as a whip. I don't doubt this man's intelligence. I'm not interested in running a small market baseball team. And I'm hoping that's not what we're doing here. But the offseason will tell me a lot. The core's here. It's time to roll. It's time to compete and win the Central next year. And you're not doing it running it back. What happened this summer was seduction. It was magic. I don't think it's sustainable. 248-539-9797. Back to football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.